Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. My goodness, can you believe this is the last week of April? We're almost to the fifth month of the year. Can you believe that? Although around here, it's easy to believe it's still winter because it's still winter. It's still cold out.
I woke up this morning and came into work. It was 43 degrees. On April 27th.
I can beat you on that. On Friday, it was 36 degrees with a 25 mile an hour wind.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, that's like a wind chill of like 20 degrees or something.
Yeah. It's up to 57 right now here in the Twin Cities, but it's this morning is...
Yeah, mornings, and yeah, it's just, and someone keeps saying to me, well, this is what April usually does. You know, April comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. I think it came in like a popsicle and is going out like an ice cube. Maybe that's the same thing. What can I tell you? Alrighty, so we've got the last week of April. Can you believe that? But taxes are behind us, Valentine's Day is behind us, New Year's Eve is behind us, and today is National Babe Ruth Day. There you go. Who knew that? Mm-hmm. I guess you did. Mm-hmm. And supposedly this day in 1810, this is one of the farther back it goes, the more I distrust the actual date. But nevertheless, that Beethoven composed Feuer Elise. Dum, 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 dum. Which every kid has played when they learn to play the piano. So there you go. I'm not sure that's exactly what he had in mind, but who knows? Cornell University was created as New York State's first land-grant institution in 1865, basically right after the Civil War. In 1936, the United Auto Workers gained autonomy from the AFL. That was not pretty. Speaking of not pretty, apartheid... I didn't realize apartheid was that recent. It was 1950.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know it was that recent?
I had a feeling it was
it's like
around.
65 years ago. For some reason I assumed it was much older than that.
I would have guessed. I would originally guessed it was like in maybe like the late 30s or early 40s. But
I would have probably guessed. Time. Yeah, early 1900s. I didn't realize it was quite so modern, which makes it even worse.
Yeah. No kidding.
There you go. 10,000 march in D.C. in 1974, calling for the impeachment of Nixon. Boy, this was a politically active kind of day, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
In 1978, John Ehrlichman was released from an Arizona prison after serving 18 months for Watergate. I met him. He's the one who said, wasn't he the one who said, put your hand over the flame? And someone said, doesn't that hurt? And he said, yeah, but the trick is not to mind. That's a scary dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I met those guys. I mean, you know, people who are single-minded are often that energy. You know, I think most of us take whatever our energy is, whatever our time is, whatever our focus is, whatever our intelligence or emotions are, and we spread them over kind of a wider. You know, a wider area, you know, that we care about family and we care about baseball and we care about chunky peanut butter and we care about daffodils. And so we take whatever resource we have and we sort of spread it over, which doesn't seem to me inappropriate. I think it's probably the way to have literally a balanced life. But people who are single-minded take all of that, all those resources and things that all of the rest of us have, and instead of dispersing it and diffusing it, they focus it. And that focus brings a certain energy, a certain laser-like beam, I think, to things. And so people, and you may not necessarily agree with what their focus is, what their chosen target is, but there's something about it that is just... what's the word? It's not even compelling. It's attention grabbing as much as anything else, which I'd really never thought about in exactly those terms before. It may even be what charisma is the ability to focus all of that attention. And or maybe being malevolent. I mean, whatever it is, it's sort of, because I think if you had to boil charisma down to one other word, I'd probably say energy, wouldn't you? That there's something about it, that there's a focus and an energy about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that they have more than the average bear. I just think that they it's much more bounded. It's much more, and the word limited isn't quite fair. Because it implies that there's less. I don't think there's less. I think it's that everybody probably has more or less the same amount. But where they decide to invest it is sort of very different, I think. Interesting people, them. They. All right. The Freedom Tower began construction on this very day in 2006, which was, 9 years ago today. And it's done. It's not completely... I think it opens May 1st. Well, there are already people in it, but I think the restaurant and the observation deck open, I think, May 1st. And the Whitney opens, which is Friday. So that all that opens. It's an impressive building. And it's deceptively, you don't see it as being quite as tall as it actually is. It's, the third tallest building in the United States right now? 1,776 feet?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. The original, look, nobody ever liked the Twin Towers. They were two big boxes, basically. And most people really thought that they were ugly. The only people that really thought they were great was Channel 11, because they used them in all their ads. Because if you looked at them from any distance, it looked like, it looked like an 11. But until September 11th, it was kind of an ugly third cousin or something. It was not, I mean, there's the Empire State Building, which is iconic. There's the Chrysler Building, which is gorgeous. And the Twin Towers, nobody really paid much attention to. And now, of course, it is the most visited site in America, and I think second or third, and sometimes first, in terms of world travelers. Huge number of tourists down there at all times. Because it's now a landmark. And the building that replaced the towers, there's only one. And they had a competition for it, and it's much more attractive building. It's a much more interesting building. And the building right adjacent to it, which is the transportation hub, is amazing. Lots of people don't like it. I think it's terrific. It looks like an eagle to me. It looks like a bird in flight. It's just a very impressive kind of building. It's not finished yet. So, at any rate, do you know what YVR stands for?
Not a clue.
It turns out it stands for Vancouver, British Columbia.
YVR?
Yeah, I have no idea. I just got an email from one of my Canadian listeners who every once in a while will send me an email from Beijing or Peru or something, and he said it's raining in YVR. And I said, okay, where's YVR? And he says, that's the code for Vancouver.
Why?
Why ask why? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, O'Hare is O-R-D. I guess that was because at one point it was Ordway. Maybe, I don't know what the why it stands for. Someone will call us from British Columbia and tell us. Because Canadians are really good about telling us stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so I'm trying to decide... And you know what? Maybe I'll let you guys decide. You know, the Bruce Jenner story is kind of getting a huge amount of play. That Bruce Jenner has been in the spotlight for years and years and years because he was an athlete. He was on the Cheerios boxes. Remember? He was in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran the decathlon and was a big deal as a young man. As an athlete, Cheerios box is the whole thing. And he did an interview with Diane Sawyer, and it was actually in 1976 he was decathlon. He said that this is more difficult. And I mean, so he's been a public figure, and then he was involved with the Kardashians in between, and now he is transgendered. So, I you know, one of the things I was going to put up on the website, or on Facebook, is if you were going to give him advice, what advice would you offer? So we'll see how you feel about that. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Before we start on Bruce Jenner's story, which I guess was part of the interview was aired this morning on Good Morning America, is I guess what I'll do is tell you a personal story. which is when I was, my first job in broadcasting was in Boston, and there was a very attractive receptionist whose name was Roberta. And she was very attractive. I was going through kind of a tough time in my life, and we kind of bonded. She was very sympathetic and very nice. And at one point, I said, you know, and she's going through a breakup of a love affair, some such thing. So both of us were kind of going through kind of a tough time. And I said, you know what, we should just go away to the Cape for a weekend and have a girls' weekend. And we agreed to do it. And at the last moment, she came up with some kind of cockamamie excuse about why she couldn't go. And I remember at the time just being devastated, of thinking, you know, that both of us were feeling very vulnerable and how could you do this? And I found out about 2 months later, and you could suggest that I wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't think very many people knew. I think she told me that she had started life as Robert and was going through, and this was 20-some years ago, she was going through the chemical changes and the surgical changes, whatever, and she was about halfway through, so she had not, she certainly appeared feminine, but she had not had the final surgery. And so the idea of going away for a weekend, I mean, that was like something out of Tootsie, right? Where Dustin Hoffman's pretending to be a woman, but how does he wander around, you know, in a nightgown with Terry Garr when he's still a man. And Dustin was just pretending to be a woman. Roberta was, for all practical purposes, living as a woman at that moment. And I can remember being so impressed. First of all, I was really embarrassed that I'd put her accidentally in that really embarrassing position where she was really frightened about. Because clearly, I mean, she was very sympathetic and she had some reason to want to do that weekend as well, and she certainly didn't want to let me down. But that I had inadvertently put her really in a very difficult position. And I remember thinking that I think somebody else found out about it, and they were, or maybe they hadn't. I don't think very many people knew, because, I think I was one of the very few people who knew. And I remember thinking how incredibly courageous that was of her to do that. Because, in this program all the time we talk about change, right, of having to decide your mother-in-law is not the Antichrist, or having to decide that your child can go live with your dreaded ex, or that maybe you were, in fact, wrong at work, or, you know, all the kinds of things that I try to suggest that you may need to adjust your thinking a bit. And to make the change for something as basic as the sex you were born into, first of all, it seems to me there has to be a huge impulse to do that. I mean, it's not an impulse, a huge energy, talking about energy earlier, to do that, because it requires so much. And it is such a controversial behavior. And for Bruce to have done it quite, I mean, he's been a public figure since, 1976, so that's, 40 years. And, I mean, clearly there's a part of him that sort of loves the spotlight. I mean, he was a decathlon, and he was on Cheerios boxes, or Wheaties boxes. It wasn't Cheerios, Wheaties boxes, and was Kardashian's stepdad, and is now doing this very publicly. But what courage it takes to decide that somehow you were packaged wrongly. And, you know, when people have a difficult time changing their major or not going into the family business or going back to work or, I mean, all the kinds of changes that we make, and this one seems to me so fundamental that, I think we are sort of fascinated by it because it is so fundamental. But so one of the things I decided... is not what your opinion is, per se, but what kind of advice would you offer? And I gave people the opportunity to do that, or you can certainly call about it. Oh, before we launch into that, I just got an email. It turns out that all airports have a code in the whole world. Everything in Canada starts with a Y. So Vancouver is Y, and then VR is Vancouver. Ottawa is Y, O-W, Toronto is Y, YZ. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Why Toronto would be YZ. Montreal is YUL, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense either. So Vancouver is actually one of the more reasonable ones. That it's like radio stations. Everything, everything west of the Mississippi is, with very few exceptions, is K, and everything east of Mississippi is W.
Is W, yeah.
Yeah, so we know that.
And here in the Twin Cities, we're right on the Mississippi River, so we've got, it's all kind of...
You're a little bit of both?
Yeah, we have stations that start with a K and some with W, and so it's all kind of a little mix up.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, and so you should be, you know, when you're right there straddling the line. So, all right, so let's, first of all, if you were going to offer, well, let me, I'll tell you a little bit more about the story, and then I'll give you a moment to kind of think about it. Bruce is 65, he's a father and a grandfather. He says, I've been dealing with this my whole life, I'm trying to do something about it for the good. I don't think anybody could be critical about that. At least I hope not. I think he's being a trifle naive, but we'll see. I also have told a story before of interviewing Renee Richards, who was one of the sex change operations early in the mid 80s and was a tennis champion. And she wanted to be interviewed, and I said, okay. She said, but we can't talk about the surgery. And I said, Renee, with all due respect, you're not that good a tennis player. So we did talk about it. Just because I think that's part of what people are interested about. How do you make that kind of decision? Because it's not only that I think people are curious, and maybe even morbidly curious sometimes, but I think there are lots of people wandering around who feel that there's something about them that they'd really like to change. And this is so... so basic, and certainly has sparked a conversation about gender and identity. He said he found himself being followed by paparazzi, and he said the changes to his face were apparent. He said, I'm trying to live with myself. I'm trying to be myself. The interview apparently first came out on Friday. He was using male pronouns. He refers to himself as Bruce and then as her. Apparently, his ex-wives and sister kept a secret of his identity struggle, a secret, as they knew. Then he told his mom and his 10 children. It may be new to the public, but it's certainly not new to him. So I thought I'd give you guys an opportunity, and hopefully you'll be relatively gentle with him. About what advice you would offer him at this particular moment. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lynn?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I need to know, and I need your advice, I really value your opinion, what is more damaging to kids, living in a home with parents that have a bad marriage or the trauma of divorce?
Which do you think?
I don't know. I was a child of a divorced parent, and that was extremely traumatic, but so was the tension in the house before the divorce, so I'm not sure.
Exactly. Well, I think there really actually have been studies done that suggest, I mean, it's one of those things that people say when they're trying to, you know, to decide to stay in a marriage or, you know, that they're feeling nervous about getting out. They say, well, I'm staying together for the sake of the children, to which I say, think about how you felt when your parents argued. It feels horrible. The issue about divorce is there's no question that it's traumatic for all concerned for the short run, for the husband, for the wife, for the kids. But the long-term effects really are much more dependent on how both parents, first of all, treat each other during the divorce, and second of all, involve the children, and third of all, stay involved with the children. So if two people can be relatively civil, and obviously people who are happy with each other tend not to get divorced, but people who cannot sort of make the children spies, put the children in the middle, stay involved, don't badmouth the other parent, kids do fine. And there is actually some studies that suggest that both parents may be more actively involved with the kids after the divorce than they were before, which isn't, you know, I mean, I'm not suggesting that divorce actually increases your ability to parent, but in some cases it does. But there's no question that an unhappy marriage and unhappy parents don't make for happy children.
What about, like, in my situation, I'm the breadwinner, he's the stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of reminds me of the character in Mrs. Doubtfire, the dad in that. He's the fun dad. And so I'm always the heavy, and I'm really concerned about how this is going to affect my relationship.
Well, but, my dear, it's already being played out when the two of you are together. So it may be less of an issue rather than more of an issue when the two of you are apart. I think that a marriage is really not the children. A family is the children. But a family can be two people who are the same sex. It can be extended family. It can be all sorts of things. So I think we have to differentiate between the family and the marriage. The marriage is you and your husband. The family is you, your husband, the kids, maybe the mother-in-laws, the aunts, the uncles. I don't know how your family structure works. And there, I mean, I've certainly lived in neighborhoods because my parents at the time were very far away. The family structure actually included neighbors, people who were not related by blood. And probably still is. I mean, I think there are lots of situations where there are people who serve surrogate functions because either parents aren't there because they died, or because they're not there because they live a far way away, or because there's some breakdown in the family structure. So, again, there's a difference between family, and I suppose Hillary calls it, you know, that it takes a village to parent. And I think that's that notion. Marriage is something very different. Marriage is the husband and the wife. And I think you have to focus on that particular part. And my guess is when the two of you are together, if you think about your parents, we don't even have to look at your marriage. If you think about your parents, you knew the one who was the pushover and the one who was tough. It doesn't mean as you grew older you loved them less or respected them less. As kids, we always go to the line of least resistance. We'll go to the parent that we think is the pushover. As adults, we don't necessarily respond in the same way. Once we get to be adults, we understand that maybe being the tough guy was a little harder than being the easy guy. But your children are not going to be children forever. But if you're the tough guy now, there's no reason to assume that they're going to view it any differently, and you may have an opportunity to kind of back off a bit. I do think it means that you and your if he's going to be your ex, need to negotiate exactly how the rules go. But the likelihood is that will continue, that he'll, you know, I don't know whether the kids would be with him. If they are, then it may be that he has to be a tougher guy because he's dealing with the day-to-day issues of the children, and you get to be auntie mom as opposed to auntie, you know, to uncle dad. These are all issues to be worked out, but they're not necessarily reasons to stay in a marriage.
Okay. How do I get him to stop to be the parent instead of kind of the big kid?
You're probably not going to be able to do that. I mean, you're not going to change his personality. You need to deal with your own and understand that the kids aren't stupid. You know, they're not kids forever.
All right.
And having both of you in their life is probably a good balance. It would be, I mean, expecting, look, the things that are driving you nuts about how he parents the kids is part of his appeal. It's also part of what's making you frustrated with him right now, is you were always a serious, you know, hard-driving, you know, successful person, and he was the one who was very supportive of you and you know, easygoing and probably, you know, the middle child or the baby in the family. And so, I mean, that's what attracted the two of you to each other initially, and is not driving both of you nuts. So, duh, right?
Yeah, well, that's fairly accurate.
He's
dependent is a better description than supportive.
Well, but dependent, you know, just means, I mean, when the two of you fell in love with each other, you thought he was supportive and you know, was there for you and was not competitive and didn't flirt with other women. Now it just views as dependency. It's not that he's changed, it's that your perspective on him has changed.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Thank you.
Giving you some things. This seems to be the Think About These Issues program rather than, you know, here's the put your left foot here and your right foot there. Elizabeth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a question. I want to know if you could help me find out if a move will improve my social life.
Okay, where are we moving?
From the Johnstown, Pennsylvania area to Phoenix, Arizona.
And you're moving why?
Well, currently I'm not working and I'm looking for a new job in my hometown and in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
I went on vacation a few weeks ago to Arizona. My uncle lives there, and that area is beautiful, and yeah. I just thought I'd check a few hospitals. I work in the healthcare field.
Okay. So the idea is you're moving from Pennsylvania to Arizona.
Yes.
You have an uncle out there. You're getting a job.
Right. I'm not moving yet, and I did not accept the job yet. But the dilemma is if it would change anything.
Well, honey, I mean, what is it that you want to change about your... How old are you?
31.
All right. What is it you're trying to change about your life?
Well, I don't have friends. I don't have a boyfriend. I'd like to get married soon and have a family of my own.
Well, look, my dear... I don't know the demographics. You know, I mean, I think small towns in theory are going to have a smaller pool size.
Right.
Let me sort of back off from that. I think at some point that how we find people in our life is much more determinant by who we are than who they are. If you put yourself on house arrest, if you stay home renting DVDs from Netflix and ordering in Chinese food, I think the likelihood of someone knocking on your door and saying, "Hey, Elizabeth, want to go out?" is dropped from slim to none.
Right.
On the other hand, I think I think going out every night to look for somebody may not be terribly effective either, although it's probably more effective than sitting home watching DVDs. So somewhere in the question, I think, becomes the larger one of how do I run my life so that my life works? And right. Certainly one part of that, I hear that you're a 31-year-old woman and you'd really like to have a partner, a life partner, and get on with it and get married and have kids. But I think that that becomes part of a larger question, or at least from my point of view it does, which is how do I run my life so that my life works? Because if I find somebody fabulous, that enhances my life. But I think the idea that finding someone fabulous makes my life is probably naive and not accurate. So if you're happy in your work, if you have friends, if mm-hmm. you put yourself out there, if you are actively making a life as opposed to looking for someone to make your life for you, I think the likelihood of running into somebody, whether it's on Match.com or at church or, you know, around the corner, is much higher. So I guess what I would say to you is if you would like to try a new place and a new job, I think that's great if you're willing to go out and make friends,
right.
Be charming, take risks, talk to people, then I think, yeah. But do I think you could do that in the same town that you're in? Probably, but it may feel more fun and it may sort of jumpstart you to go to someplace different. So I don't have any objection to you moving any place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the statistics are about the number of men, the ratio of men to women in Phoenix. I know that it's one of the faster growing cities in America. I know that it also tends to skew a little old, but I don't know. But again, you're not looking to start work that deals with a whole lot of 31-year-old men, presumably. I mean, all you're looking for is one or two to date and somebody to fall in love with,
right.
and yada yada. But so I think moving to some place to find a man is not a very good idea. I think moving to some place to jumpstart your life, to get a new job, to start over, to reinvent yourself may make some sense.
Okay.
But you're going to take you with you, so
right.
make sure that you're sort of comfortable about you and all you're really doing. It's kind of like going to a new restaurant for fun, that I think there is some value in that as opposed to going back to the same old place all the time, just because unfamiliar is new and kind of interesting and maybe a little exciting. But I think it's still, you're still going to take your stomach and your taste with you, and trying something new I think is never a bad idea, because either you appreciate the old more or you've discovered something you wouldn't have discovered otherwise. So I have no objection to you moving, but I think going to find a man is not necessarily the best way to accomplish.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Enjoy. You're welcome, Elizabeth.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, well, we're talking about Bruce Jenner, who still wants to be referred to as Bruce and using male pronouns at this moment. He did an interview with Diane Sawyer on Friday, and then today his various members of his family, pardon me, have been talking about it. So I thought, since it's certainly a psychological story at base, that we should maybe sort of see what you guys thought about it. And I thought the best way to do that without inviting... look, what I said was, tell me what advice you would offer if you were had an opportunity to say something to Bruce Jenner. What advice would you offer and why? All right, so Manny, what do you have anything that you would in particular offer?
I guess from my standpoint, I would just say, you know, live your life the way you choose. I mean, he's an adult and he can live his life however, you know, however he chooses or however he sees fit, you know, whatever makes him happy and if this makes him happy and, you know, if he's got the support of the people around him that, you know, are close and within his circle, then, you know, that's all that really matters. I mean,
well, it's really interesting to see what's actually occurring in that his sister and his ex-wives have known about this apparently for a very long time, that this is not, because for the public, it seems like a somewhat precipitous decision, which is naive, I think, on our part. These are not precipitous decisions. They're too difficult. I mean, you're not going to sort of wake up some morning and think, I think I'm the wrong sex. You know, I think I was accidentally put in the wrong body. I mean, I don't think it's an overnight decision. And so they've known about it and kept his secret for a very long time, which I think is to their credit, because it wasn't their business to share. And they have kept very quiet about it. He has four biological children whose complaint with him apparently is not his sex, but his absence. They felt he was never around for them, and that's something that they're dealing with rather than the particular packaging in which he presents himself. The Kardashians apparently have had some mixed response about it, and Kim apparently is, I mean, they're a vocal group to begin with, and so she has said, especially with Kanye's help, that she's supportive about it. Apparently Khloé is not very happy about it, but I mean, look, if you have five or six people, you're going to have five or six different responses. So, but I guess if you were coming to me, what I would say is, okay, you're now out. And what I would probably do is try and do the rest, you know, the next couple of certainly weeks and months and maybe even years, sort of getting used to this on your own. So it doesn't have to be quite so public, because I mean, all you have to do is watch the difference. If you've got a crowd, and we're subjected to this all the time, of a crowd of people, and then a television camera comes in, and everybody changes. Everybody starts doing things for the camera. And this is a man who, for the last 40 years, has been doing things for the camera, essentially. And what I would suggest is, with this major, and clearly he's a man, and there may even be part of me that's a little bit, if not cynical, at least a little bit suspicious that part of this is, even though I think it's real and sincere, is also part of his need to be kind of front and center, to be a celebrity, to have people talking with him, and because it's really been his life. But I think at some point we need to get used to the transitions in our life kind of privately before we do it publicly, because by definition, public requires us to take a certain stance at a time where we're trying to figure out what our stance really is, what our feelings really are, what our next step really is. So I guess if you're coming to me, I'd say, okay, I would now disappear off the radar, except for your family and people you really trust and your friends, and then sort of have a debut at some point where you're feeling that this is the new you and how, as opposed to the transitional you, because transitions are tough. And it's one of the reasons, obviously this is something I believe in very strongly, and that I'm the wicked witch that has the one-year rule that says the transitions are difficult, going from one relationship to another, from one status to another, from being married to being single, really requires some time and energy and some thought. And those transitions are, I think, most easily and most appropriately and most, what's the word I want? It's not even appropriate, it's most efficiently and effectively handled privately as opposed to publicly. So if you're coming to me, what I'd say is, okay, maybe get yourself a therapist, deal with family members on whatever level you want to. And it may even be that you don't want to deal with family members right now until you're a little clearer about exactly what your stance is and how you want to dress and how you want to be referred to and what name you want and how, you know, which bathroom you're going to use and all sorts of sort of the minor kinds of things. So you figure out exactly who you are and how you want to be treated and things of that sort. And I just think that a little bit of solitude may be very useful at this moment. All right, let's see what other people have said.
We'll start with Chandra. Chandra says, live your life however you choose. It's your life. But in my opinion, it should be done in private, not in the media. You do not need the public's approval.
Yeah, I think, obviously, not even for the issue of approval, but just it's a vulnerable time in your life. And that different people are going to have different perspectives. And that it may be appropriate to figure, it's a lot easier to figure out how to respond till we once we know what, how we feel about something. And until we do, it's just going to be more difficult. It's going to be easier to be hurt. It's going to be easier to make statements that you wish you hadn't made. It'd be easier to not take a stance that that you really don't want to necessarily take yet. So I agree. I think that that do what you want to do, but I doing it privately for a while may feel much better for you and much easier. And people are, you know, like when I was pregnant trying to figure out a name for my kid, and I would say to people, you know, this is, we haven't really figured out a name, and people would sort of feel that they could editorialize it. They would say, well, that doesn't make any sense, or that's stupid, or everybody uses that, or I don't like that, or it's going to be hard to pronounce, or whatever. Once you say the baby's name is, then people don't argue with you anymore. And I think he's in the, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the name is here. And obviously the issue isn't a name. But once you figure out exactly where you are, then it's much easier. People will respond to you very differently than if they think that you're open to suggestion, let alone criticism. Okay, what else we got?
Tony.
Well, wait. Want to wait and hold that?
Yeah, we can hold it.
Let's hold it. Listen, folks, I'd love to hear from you, your little voices as well. 855-993-7569. I'd love to hear from you if this is something that you've taken on in your own life, a change in identity, especially gender. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.